daf is daf lamed tes. So we got to the bottom of lamed ches and beis, five lines from the bottom where it says gufa, I believe. So the Gemara says gufa tana abba breder of binyamin barchia am shacharei kohanim. The am, any of the people of the tzibur who are behind the kohanim, enam bechal bracha, are not part of the bracha. So Gemara says pshita, that seems obvious because the idea is we need panim el panim. So these people who are behind, they certainly shouldn't be included in the bracha. So Gemara says arichi ba'ape gutzi lo mifske teva lo mifske. So the Gemara says no, that's what it's telling me is no. Sorry. So that's the din. So I'm sorry. The Gemara says pshita, it makes sense arichi ba'ape gutzi if it's tall people who are standing in front of smaller people. So there's no panim el panim lo mafsiki. The tall people are not standing in the way of the smaller people, even though they can't see each other. That's not considered a hefsek. Teva lomafske, if they're the bima, the guys are behind the bima, that's not considered a hefsek either. That's part of the tsur of the base. Because that's part of the way the shul is built. That's not going to be a hefsek. But let's say there's a mechitza. What about the mechitza? The let's say women are behind mechitza. Are they going to be included in the bracha? Or even men standing behind the mechitza, will they be included in the bracha? So Gemara says Toshma brings a raya, and this appears elsewhere in Gemara Pesachim, that Damar Bishu ben Levi afilu mechita shel barzel, enu mafsekes ben Yisrael lavinu lavim ishabashmaim. Even a very thick and metal-made mechita partition will not serve as a break between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing could get between us and Hashem in terms of the tefillah. And that's how the Gemara seems to conclude. Now what's fascinating about this raya is, we're talking about Pirkas Kohanim, and we're bringing a raya from tefillah. So we mentioned yesterday that how much do you categorize Birkas Kohanim as a tefillah versus a, some type of an avoda? So the fact that we're bringing a raya from tefillah may indicate that Birkas Kohanim is also some level of tefillah. No, don't worry about it.
I hope you didn't wait.
We waited 30 seconds. I mean, I forget about it. So let's do this Tosos while we're waiting for Adam to get together. So Tosos in the bottom of Lam Nechesim Abiz says Mechitza Mai. So he said Mechitza, was that going to serve as a interruption, a break between Kohanim and the Am? So Tosos says, Yesh Lomer Dedafka B'Dilo Onis K'Mibayle. Only where a person wasn't honest, where he just decided to stand behind the wall. But in the case of Al B'Danisi, but if he's honest, there's no room in the shul and they have to go to the Esos Nashim, let's say, Pshita, it's certainly they're going to be included in the Birkas Kohanim. Dimi Gara Me'achem Shebashadot. It's no different than those who are working the fields who are honest also and can't show up the shul that morning, so they're also going to be included because of honest. Okay, so now let's go right during the Gemara. The Gemara says the two last lines of Amud Beis here, Lamaches Amud Beis, Ibayilhu. What about if they're on the side? They're not behind them, and they're not in front of them, but they're off to the side, which happens in many shuls. They're not directly in front. The platform in front, let's say, only goes 20 feet wide, but the shul is 50 feet wide. So what about the people who are on the outer sides? Are they going to be included in the bracha? But they're still in front of the kohanim. So mahu. So Amar Abba Mar Baravashi, Tashma, the Tran, the Mishnah tells us, this is a mission that appears in the Maseches Yuma. Its original source is in Para. It says, Niskavin lahazos lefanov. If the Kohen had in mind to sprinkle in front, he's talking about Para Duma. He had an intention to sprinkle in front on the Kalim that in front of him, to be metaher it from any Tumas mace. V'hizalachav, and accidentally, he ended up sprinkling behind him. Or let's say he had intention of la'achrav, to sprinkle behind him. V'hizal lefanov, but instead he ended up doing sprinkling in front of him. Hazasa psula, it's a pasul psula, because Rashi tells us on the top of Lamed Tesam and Aleph, Hazasa psula, why the ba'inan kavana la tara? You need to have the intention for tara, and since he tried doing the front and he accidentally sprinkled in the back, that does not count as kavana. Kedichsi Rashi says, v'hiza ha'tahor al ha'tame, shiyehe miskavin lo. There has to be direct intention from the tahor, the one being mazeh, onto the one, or the object, that's tame. Then the Gemara Mishnah says, Lefanov v'hizat stadav. What about he's sprinkling in front, and then it goes off to the side. Shebefanov, that the side that's in front of him that he was able to see was in sight, in his vision before him, but it was off to the side a little bit than he had intended. Hazah sakshera, that hazah, that sprinkling actually does work. So Rashi explained, Al Hatzadim Shebefanim, Tzadim Sheesh Mimenu Lahalan, Velot Tzadim Sheesh Mimenu Lahachar. Not the sides that are behind him, but the sides that are in front of him off to the side. Nahachit Nami Ha'omdim Bitzadim Shakoin, Hey Manu. So too, these individuals in the Birkas Kohanim are standing off to the side, Ulahalan Bechla Bracha. They're including the Bracha, Hein, Tiklefanav Dami. It's considered the fun of Avasha Acher. Hey Manu, those that are behind the Kohanim, Apa Pishain Achre and Mamish, even though they're not. No, actually behind them, but they're still behind that line. If you draw a line, Kila Achav Damri, they're similar to being behind them and will not be included in the bracha.
Is the Shaila, do the Kohanim have Kavana on those people? Because if that's the Shaila, I understand the Zushtelta Hazah. But if you're talking about, does a bracha have the power to travel in a certain direction? Like, I don't really see the relationship.
Right. So there's a din of Panim al Panim. That face-to-face, so that would indicate you do have to have the bracha, for whatever reason, only has the power to be panim upon him. If it's about kavana, so...
As Rashi says over here, it's by the hazah, the reason it's possible is because you need kavana to be matai.
Right. So what happens, let's say the Kohen says, I'm having kavana for everything in front, inside, and in back of me. He says this, so and he tells us that's his kavana. Will it work then?
It sounds like from the last part it didn't have to do with kavana, because it had to do with you know, the people having to be in the shul versus being out of the shul. It'd be mechamim, people
right.
The shul.
So then it makes a very strange connection. But I would even ask, before you jump, within Paraduma, will that kavana really work, or it's more of an objective kavana? I mean, we're saying that it only works whatever he's able, what's an envision of his. You can't have kavana something that's not envisioned. This might be different than other cases. So too by bracha as well, only the kavana could only work for that which he sees. But anything that's behind them, the only reason why it works for those who are beside those is a special heter because they're onus. So the bracha is able to travel somehow because they're onus. But I'm also troubled a little bit by this connection. They seem very different, these cases. I'm not seeing much back here. Yeah, so the Be'er Halacha apparently discusses this, that the idea by Birkas Kohanim is not about Kavana, it's about Panim El Panim. So it's still on the side, it's still considered Panim El Panim. Okay, so that's it's not about Kavana so much. But then it becomes a strange Raya then. Mm-hmm. So... Okay, there's some sources back here. They discuss some inyanim. Okay, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says, Amarat Rava bar Rav Huna, Kevin she niftach Sefer Torah asr lesaper, afilu b'davar halacha. The moment the Sefer Torah is open, so it's asr to talk, even if it's for hadvar halacha. Shenemar upischo omdu kolam. Pasuk is found in Nechemiah. It says, the pasuk is really right, v'uchepascho Amdu kolam, and when it was open, the nation stood. Ve'en amida el shtika. Amida also means tefillah, but here means shtika. And they stood in silence. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Iyov, v'ochalti ki lo yidabru ki amdu lo anu. They weren't speaking because they were standing and they weren't answering. Od amar lo anu od rather. They didn't respond further. And Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Chista, a different source, Mehachav Ozne Kolam El Sefer Torah. And the ears of the nation was focused on the Sefer Torah. That's another pasuk in Nechemiah. So it's also to speak while the Sefer Torah is open. This is a Gemara that's also elaborated on in Maseches Brachos as well. Do they quote Brachos here? Rav Sheshes would learn. We're going to quote this also. The halacha is that Rav Sheshes, I think, was talking about he was once learning while the Sefer Torah was open. And the Gemara in the bottom of Rama Alf there in Tosa says that's because he was already learning prior to the reading of the Sefer Torah. So if you're already doing your own thing aside from the Sefer Torah, then you're not obligated to listen to the Sefer Torah. The only issur takes place is if a person's listening to the Sefer Torah and then he interrupts his listening, that would be the violation. Happened almost exactly a year ago during Hanukkah reading here in Shul. It was during Laning, one of the days of Hanukkah, and someone started calling me to come outside of the Shul. I said, I didn't say anything, I'm trying to pay attention. He kept on, like, nudging me. Come outside, a person we know well, actually, so I thought maybe it was something dangerous, an emergency, so I left. He said, yeah, I think that's your car who just got hit outside while it was parked on the street. So I was bothered by that, I didn't care that much, you know. But anyway, so I had to go down, take care of it, it became a whole issue. the taxi driver, insurance. But either way, so I myself violated this Isser, but I thought it was something more serious. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, kol kohen shel natal yadav lo yisas kapav. Any I skipped a line? I said that, that as a second source, that a person, his the Ozne Kalam, the ears of the nation, is El Sefer Torah, is focused on the Sefer Torah, which they're interpreting to mean he cannot talk. Then comes along Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kol Kohen Shelo Nata Yadav, any Kohen who does not wash his hand, Lo Yisas Kapav, is not allowed to do Nisis Kapayim, Shenemar Su Yedechem Kodesh Uvarchos Hashem, lift your hands with Kodesh and then bless Hashem. So I guess the idea of Kodesh here means that it's supposed to be washed first. Yeah, that's what they're saying. So the Tosos talks about here. You see that big Tosos, Kol. By the way, I see that Tosos here deals with that quite the Gemara in Brachos. Look at the Tosos, the Ramasal Kaven first. The Kaven Sheniftach Sefer Torah, also the Saper Afil Badava Halacha. Makshin ben Perakam of the Brachos, Damer Rav Sheshes, like we just said, Hava Mahadir Ape Vigaris, he would turn his face away and he would learn during Kriyas Torah. It's against the Gemara here. He said, I'm doing my thing, they're doing their thing, so that's allowed. I'm not included in them. It's also a similar case to this. Let's say you're davening in a base medrash or in a shul, and they begin to daven and say Kaddish and Kedusha. How much are you obliged to listen to them and interrupt your learning? So Sheikh, they say, when back in the day in NYU, there's one base medrash. There's no annex or side room, so they daven mincha in the same base medrash they were learning all afternoon. So if they be interrupting learning, they never get a learning done because every 15 minutes there was another meeting going on. So they just kept on learning and they didn't have to listen to the Kedusha and stuff. Here too, also, Rav Sheshes was doing his own thing, and even though it happened to be in the same room, they were doing something else. So then Tosus continues to say, Matsina lememar, the mehader ape shiny. Maybe you could say if you turn your face away, it's different. When you look away, you're clearly showing that you're not participating in the Kriyas HaTorah. Inami, alternatively, one could suggest that Rav Sheshes shiny mishum to have mar anayim. Rav Sheshes was blind, so he wasn't included in this. So I'm not sure probably what it means is, v'havi pata mikriya mishum to have dvar mishabichsav yetarasha leomer me'alpeh. The halacha is that something that is written, the Torah shechsav, it's also to say them by heart. So he's a chayv in learning Torah because he can't see them, so he's pater from learning. The came the pater mikriya, afil b'shas shmiya haya yachal asuk b'davar halacha. Since he's pater from the reading, he's also pater from the shmiya. So a number of interesting things come out of this halacha here. Firstly, I would have said, asumas pater mikol mitzvos. Right, there's a famous discussion where Yehuda says, Tuviosa veinu tuviosa. Person who's not commanded a mitzvah and does it anyways, is that a better thing than us who are commanded, or that's a lesser value? And we paskin that the Summa is really pater min mitzvah, the einu tuviosa. That's why he's pater everything. But he sounds like from Tosas, really he's chayv in mitzvahs. But since he's pater in this particular mitzvah of Kriya, he's pater in listening as well.
Right, so he... Asumas chayv and lavin in general, right?
Correct.
So, he could still be chayv in the iser not to learn during Kriyas HaTorah.
But that only be if there's a chayv to listen. The lav of talking is only when there's a chayv to listen.
Mm.
That's point one. Point two I want to pull out from this Tosos is that in general there's a discussion, what is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah? Is it a mitzvah that you and I each have a mitzvah to read it, but remote riyotze through the balkari, or it's a mitzvah for me to listen to it? So Tosus assumes the mitzvah is to have a kriya. Since the Summa can't do the kriya, so Mimele he's pater from the shmiya. But if you were to assume that, no, the mitzvah is in shmiya, so it doesn't make a difference that he can't read or not. You have to listen to the Sefer Torah, the Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, there's a large discussion back here, but that's just some food for thought, I guess. Okay, in light of this, they also use this as an opportunity to discuss whether there's a requirement to stand during Kriyas HaTorah as well. It says, Eina Amida Elashtika. So Amida, we're darshing to mean to be quiet, but literally Amida means to stand. So it says, Upipascho Amnu Kolam. When they opened the Sefer Torah up, the Pasuk says they all stood up. So maybe this should be a source to stand up for davening, for Kriyas HaTorah. So that's, of course, a debate that's found in the poskim. Most do not, but it's certainly praiseworthy for those who do stand for Kriyas HaTorah. But I think there's an idea. I think based on that Arizal Dafka didn't stand maybe during Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, anyways, let's go weiter. I was going to do the next Tosas, but we're probably running out of time. So let's go weiter. The Gemara says now, Shalu Tamid of Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel b'maher achti yamim. One of the famous questions of Gemara Megillah talks about, what did you do to warrant such a long life? They asked Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel. So he answered back to them, Amar lehem miyamai lo asisi beis knesses kapandria. I never made a shul a shortcut, I never cut through. V'lo pasati haroshi am kodesh. I never walked on the head, literally, of the am. What does that mean, says Rashi? Lo pasati haroshi am kodesh, kam kodesh, shehayu yoshim atamidim ebeis medrash al gavi karkin. They would sit on the ground. That's how they used to sit. There are no benches. V'hamahalich b'nem, when he would walk between them, k'shen yoshim nichnas leishe b'mkoma, when you go in to walk to the front of the shul, the beis medrash, to sit. It comes across as if he's stepping on their heads as they're sitting down and he's walking. So he tried to get there earlier so he wouldn't have to walk through the people or to sit on the outside as to not give that impression. So he had special derech eretz. And then it says further, Lo nasasi kapai b'lo bracha. Never did I say a bracha, nisis kapai rather, without saying a bracha prior. What would the bracha be? Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Chista, Asher Kedeshanu B'Ktushasa Shel Aron V'Tzivanu L'Verachas Amo Yisrael Be'Ava, like we say here in shuls. That's the bracha he would never say. That was one of the things he was excited about that gave him extra zechus, that he never did Nesias Kapayim without a bracha. So the other two I understand. The other two, but not, you know, using as a shortcut, the Gemara talks about, and not stepping on the Am, that's about Derech Eretz and Midos. This one, not doing Nesias Kapayim without a bracha, what's the great kunz in this? So I'm not sure, but okay. Ki akar kroy mai. So what is going on? So we're going back to the discussion we had earlier, that when it came to it, say that before the Shliach Tzibur finished the bracha of Avoda, the Kohanim had to at least start getting their way over to the Duchening. So ki akar kroy, Rashi says, Bavoda lemesek, v'hu machzir panav klape teva mai. Amar, So Kiyaka Krai, my Amar, when they already got to the Duchen, and they turned their face to the Aron Kodesh, their backs are to the Tzibur right now, so what do they say? My Amar, the Gemara answers, Yiratzam l'fanecha Hashem elokeinu shetei bracha zu, they're asking Hashem that their bracha that they're about to say, shetzi v'sanu, that you commanded us, they're saying, l'varach z'am chayisrael, to bless Am Yisrael, lo yit ba michshal, there should be no stumbling block, v'avo no sins. And that's the bracha. They're asking Hashem that their bracha should be chal with tmimus and kedusha. V'chim hader api mitzibura mai amar. And when they turn their back away, when they finish the bracha and they turn back to the aron, what do they say at the completion as they're waiting for Shmoneh Esrei to complete? So adabrei Rav Chista, the Rav Ukva, Rav Chista told Rav Ukva darshi made the following drasha: Ribono Shel Olam asinu masha gazarta aleinu. We did what we were commanded to do upon us. Asay manu, do for us, mashiv tachtanu, do what your side, keep your side of the deal, keep your promise. Hishkifa mon kachecha, mon min hashemayim, that you look from above, from shemayim, you look down the nation, and you varech hasamcha Yisrael, the pasuk continues, so please do your part. And that's what they say at the conclusion of Birkas Kohanim. Gemara says now, Amar Rav Chista, more halacha is about nisis kapayim. Amar Rav Chista, by the way, the reason why, I'm not really sure the reason why, but the idea that Nisis Kapayim is discussed at great length here in Sota, nowhere else, a little bit in Brachas, a little bit in Krisis, but really here in Sota is the Iker place, it's because in the Parshas Naso is where you find both Sota and Birkas Kohanim as well. They're both there. Now, why that's connected, I'm not sure, but there certainly is a connection, the fact that both the Torah and the Gemara is connected to them. Now, you would think it just happens to be here because we have this whole list of Mishnayos, but the fact that there's so much heavy discussion here indicates there's a much stronger correlation between the two. So Rav Chista tells us that Eina Kohanim Rashaim Lakuf Kishrei Atzboseim Ad Shichazu Pneim Min Atzibur. They're not allowed to bend their fingers, their knuckles. They have to keep them straight, it seems, until they turn all the way around back facing the Aron Kodesh, and then they're able to put and curl their knuckles if they want. So further, another halacha, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Chista, Eina Kori Rashai Lakos Kohanim Ad Shichala Amin Min Atzibur. Now the Kore, which is normally the Chazan who says, Yivarech, he's not allowed to call the Kohanim, I'm sorry, whoever's calling out Kohanim, he can't say it until they say the Amen after the Bracha of Ritzeh. You have to wait for Amen to end, and then you say Kohanim. Then it says, Veina Kohanim Rashaim Lehaschir Bebracha Ad Shechala Dibor Mipiakar. And they can't say the Yivarecha until the Chazan says Yivarecha, and then they say Yivarecha. Veina Tzibor Rashaim Lehanos Amen, and then the Tzibor can't answer Amen after each of the three Brachas, Ad Shechala Bracha Mipiakar, until the Kohanim complete. And Veina Kohanim Rashaim Lehaschir Bebracha Acheres, they can't begin the next Bracha Ad Shechala Amen Mipiatzibor, until they said Amen on the previous one. Now, this is something that doesn't, not really, people don't know this halacha, and oftentimes it's violated. You'll see that the chazan says Yivarech, and then they already start saying Yivarech up top. Or you have some guy saying Shalom, like really long, and the tiber says Amen, and they didn't complete the Shalom. So these things are not really under, not known well, and not certainly not kept well, but these are the halachas that's supposed to be done. There should be a separation from each stage of the Birkas Kohanim.
Chazan's usually the biggest. Amaretz. Chazan usually goes to the next. Well, they're Kohanim or
something. Still doing it. Usually it's his fault. You have to teach them. You should send out a memo to the...
Kohanim, I think... Most of them probably learn some of the halachas.
Yeah. No, I think the Kohen learn. Once I have a Kohen who likes to extend his shalom a little bit longer than it needs to be, and that becomes a michshel. Everyone wants it to end, so they say amen before he finishes shalom. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There are also these other deed, and the Kohen are supposed to know. There's certain points where they're supposed to go back and forth also. Now, we don't look, so you don't know that unless you've learned that before, unless sometimes you hear the voices, it starts to shake back and forth. When they say Hashem and some of the other ones, I don't know all of them, but these are some halachas that the Kohanim have to learn on their own. Okay, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Chizda, Eina Kohanim Rashayin Lahachshir Pneim Min HaTzibur Ad Sheyaschah Shliach Tzibur B'Sim Shalom. The Kohanim cannot turn around back to face Aron Kodesh until the Tzibur has begun Sim Shalom. Once they start Sim Shalom, then they turn around back to the Aron and are able to place their hands down. Vein Rashayim La'akur Raglem V'Leilech Ad Shigmar Shliach Tzibur Sim Shalom. And they can't leave the Duchening, they can't leave the platform until he completes Sim Shalom. Good. Furthermore, the Gemara says, Amar B'Zeir, Amar V'Chizta Ena Tzibur Rashai La'anos Amen Ad Shetichla Bracha Mipi HaKari. They can't say Amen until they've heard the Bracha from the Kari. Now this seems to be talking about in general. Right, so you see Rashi says Ad Shetichla Amen Shal Birchas HaTorah V'Cholhani Mishum Detrei Kali Lo Mishdumei. The reason behind all these things is because you can't hear two voices at the same time. So it's talking about now Kriyas HaTorah. So the Tzibur doesn't say Amen until the guy getting the Aliyah finishes the Bracha. Then you say Amen afterwards. And then Veinakori Rashai Lekros Batara, the Balkori can't begin reading Ad Shichale Amen Mipi HaTzibur until they've said Amen. Vein HaMetargim Rashai Lahaska Baturgim. The one who's explaining the translation they used to have during the Kriyas HaTorah cannot begin the Targum Ad Shichale Pasuk Mipi HaKori until the Balkori finishes his Pasuk. You have to have patience. There has to be separation between each stage in Kriyas HaTorah as well. Veinakori Rashai Lahaska Bapasuk Acher Ad Shichale Targum Mipi HaTargim. And the Balkori cannot continue with the next pasuk until the Metargumim finish the previous translation of the pasuk.
Rav Chisda was a Kohen, right?
I don't remember.
Does the Gemara Bracha say he had two daughters who married Rami Bracha Alma, Marakva Bracha Alma?
Could be.
Sing a lot of halachas about Kohen.
Hmm?
He's saying a lot of halachas
about
Kohen.
So it could be that he's very Nogei B'Davar. The Gemara now says halfway down. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Hamafti ben Novi, Tzarech Sheikra b'Torah Tchila. The person who gets Haftorah first has to read some of the Torah first. That's why we have Maftir. He reads some of the Torah, or gets called up at least to the Maftir. The Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ein Maftir Rashai Lahafti ben Novi, Ad Shigala Sefer Torah. Very important halacha. The Maftir is not able to begin his Haftorah in the Navi until they did until they completely closed the Sefer Torah from Hagban Galila. So Rashi says here, Ad Shetigalav Sefer Torah Bimat Pochosav, in all its coverings, Kadesh Lo Yeh Golim Trudim Milishmoa Haftorah Mipiyam Aftir. The reason why is, and this is brought down in Halacha, Mishabur brings it down also, the reason is, so the person doing the Galila, the poor guy, he's busy doing Galila and he misses out on the Haftorah. So for his sake, the entire Tzibor is waiting for that one person to the Golil in order that he gets the Haftorah as well. I once heard, I was in a shul, and the rabbi was giving some big muster on Kiddush clubs. So he said, you know, there's a halacha that when one person has to listen to Haftorah, so the entire tzibur waits so he can finish Haftorah. So we'll be here when 20 of you go downstairs for the Kiddush club. We'll wait for 20 of you. This way you can chop the Haftorah. So we'll wait. When you're done, after 30 minutes, we'll begin later on. That was the muster that he gave. Don't know if it worked.
Probably got kicked out.
No, he's still there, actually. So he's an issue.
So is the Kiddush
Club. Probably true. Okay, but there are the other cases where the rabbis do get thrown out for talking bad about the Kiddush Club, Chas v'Shalom. Okay. The Gemara says further, Amr, another statement, Amr Rabbi Tanachim, Amr Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Ein Shleach Tzibur, Rashai Lahafshir Es HaTeva B'Tzibur, B'nei Kavod Tzibur. They cannot remove the, to take off the covering of the Teva because of Kavod Tzibur. So what does this mean? So Rashi explains, Lahafshir Es HaTeva B'Tzibur, to remove the Teva, much of the remove the covering of the Teva. Kol Zman She HaTzibur B'Beis Knesses, as the, when the Shul, when the people are davening in Shul, B'Shaya Darchum Lahavi Sefer Torah Mevi Acher, She'Mishtamer Bo L'Beis Knesses, they bring the Sefer Torah from another place where they're keeping it. They kept it in a safe of some sort, and they bring it down. Then they'd spread these nice coverings, the parochas on the teva, and they place the Sefer Torah inside this teva. And when they leave, Nolan Sefer Torah, they take the Sefer Torah back, the place where it's protected in the safe. Don't take off the coverings of the teva mipnei tzibur shetorach tzibur lakev sham im sefer Torah el molach sefer Torah lebeisa umenicha v'ham yotzimachra v'acharach uba ma'afshid es teva. So you're removing the sefer Torah back and forth. That's okay. We see that all the time here during the downstairs minyan. They'll take the sefer Torah to bring it upstairs here and then return it also during the davening downstairs. That's all okay. What's not okay is to take off the parochas, which wouldn't really happen to us. But let's say a person were to have a let's say you're davening and I used to daven in Tinek. When I go there, I do daven in this place. They have a house minyan. It's down the block. My parents will daven there sometimes. So for mincha, they'll take out this aron on wheels from the back somewhere, and then they have the Sefer Torah, and then afterwards they put it back in. So there they're removing this. They're not taking off the parochas, but they're removing the actual aron. And it's not really a shul there. So I wonder if that would that count? Do they have to wait for everyone to leave shul before removing the aron to wherever it goes? Well, okay, the Gemara says further, Amar Rabbi Tanachum, Amar Rabbi Yishu ben Levi, Ein HaTzibur Rashayin, Lotzeis ad shinatel sefer Torah. So the tzibur cannot leave until they take the sefer Torah v'yanichu b'mkomo. So what that means is, let's say you have to run out of shul on a Monday and a Thursday, and you really have to go and the train is coming. What he's saying is, it's also to leave until they put the sefer Torah back in. So in Ashkenazi minyan, much easier, because right after they read the Torah, they put the sefer Torah back, so you have much more time, then you can leave. Here in the Nesach Svar, until they stay at Ashrei, and then they put the sefer Torah back, you're not supposed to leave until they place it back in the proper place. Right, and Shmuel adds, Shmuel Amar ad she yetze, until it leaps. And it's a little pliga, it's not a machlokas. Ha de'ika pischa acharina, ha de'leka pischa acharina. Depends. So what does that mean? Depending whether there's another exit or not. So Rashi explains, ika pischa acharina, if there's another exit, mishinatal sefer Torah lateis derech pischa, harotu lateis b'pesach achar yotze. Let's say sefer Torah is going out that way, so he should go out the other way. Vafilu lo yatza sefer Torah leka pischa acharina, nachon she yatza sefer Torah tchila v'lo yatza hadam pipesach lefnei sefer Torah. And even if, let's say, the sefer Torah didn't leave, and there's no other, afilu lo yatza sefer Torah, period. But if there's not another exit, there's only one way out of the shul, it makes sense that you should let the sefer Torah leave first, and he shouldn't leave until the sefer Torah leaves. And this is not really shaykh for us, because the sefer Torah is going back into Aron Kodesh. It's all about, it seems to be an issue of kavod. You shouldn't walk out the door when you between you and a rav are walking to the shul. You let the rav go first, but you and the sefer Torah, you should let the sefer Torah go first. Unless you're going out a different exit, that's okay. But if the sefer Torah is never leaving the shul, it's going back to the Aron, seemingly this would be entirely okay to leave the shul, even if the sefer Torah is out. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rava Bar Ahahina Asvar Li Achre Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. Exactly, the logic is, as we just said, after Hashem, after the Sefer Torah, is when you should walk. So wait for the Sefer Torah to leave, and then you could follow it to lead. The Gemara goes back to Birkas Kohanim now. Bezman Shek Kohanim Mivarchim Sa'am, the moment that the Kohanim are giving the bracha to the Tzibur, Mahin Omrin, what do they say? What is who saying? What's the Am saying? Right, Rashi says, Ha'am, he has an Ha'am Mahin Momrin. What's the Am saying? So it says Rashi, Sheyuru Masvire Panim, Umodim Lefanov al Birchosov Laharos Shein Noches Lehem. They should show excitement, and that they're Modin the Brachas, in order to show that they're excited for the Brachas to be Chal. So what should the Am be saying? So comes along Rabbi Zeira Amar Rabbi Chista, Baruch Hashem Melachav Gibori Chalach, Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvav Misharsav Osei Ritono, Baruch Hashem Kol Ma'asav V'chol Mekol Mosmem Shalto Baruch Hinav Shes Hashem. So he says all these different psukim in Tehillim which describe the Koach HaBracha. Okay. Then the Gemara says B'Musafei Shabbos Mahin Omrim. What about Birkas Kohanim that takes place on Musaf Shabbos? What do they say? So they're assuming something different is being said. So Rashi says, what's the question here? B'musafei d'shabasa, shu nesis k'payim chadash. It's a new form of birkas kohanim. She'ena b'chol tzarech l'chadash is diriham. I'm not sure we have to have something, you have to say something new. I'm not really sure why something new has to be said, though. Why can't you say the same line? Again, because it's something new. It's the same format that's being said. Maybe it's indicating that on Shabbos is a stronger type of bracha that's taking place. That's similar to the Gemara in Kol Tadir, in Perakin Zvachim, talks about Tadir Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. The Gemara wants to know what goes first. Tabin obviously goes before a Musaf, because the Tamid is more common. So then Gemara wants to know, let's say you have Musaf Shabbos and Musaf Rosh Chodesh, which one should go first? So the Chor Shabbos should go before Rosh Chodesh, because Shabbos is more frequent than Rosh Chodesh. And then the Gemara says, no, but a Rosh Chodesh Musaf, since it's on Shabbos, it takes on also Kedusha Shabbos to it as well. It ends up being Shabbos and Shabbos halacha, as they're both of equal weight. And that's what Gemara is talking about there. So maybe you could say that here to us, the Birkas Kohanim that takes place on Shabbos takes on a different type of Birkas Kohanim. The very fact that it's on Shabbos, it gives a high level Kedusha, higher level Birkas Kohanim, and that's why maybe it requires another focus on the part of the Am. Okay, not sure, nothing really back here. Anyways, so what would they say during Birkas Kohanim with Musaf Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, Mahin Omrin, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Shira Malos Hinei Baruchos Hashem, Kol Avde Hashem, Su Deichem Kodesh Baruchos Hashem, Baruch Hashem Mitzion Shurchen Yishlam Haluka. So they say all these different psukim as well, describing the Koach HaBracha. So Gemara says, if that's the case, Le Manamis also say, Yivarech Hashem Mitzion, in that very section, that very pasuk, that parak, well, not exactly the parak, but yeah, in one of the parakim, we're saying kuf lamed dal, kuf lamed hay is what we're saying in these pasukim here. So in kuf lamed dal, we have another mention of the word bracha, yivarech Hashem mitzion. Why not say that as well? So the answer to the Gemara, but Amar Yehuda, braid Yerushun ben Pazi, mitoch shehizcha bebirchosav shekadosh baruch hu, misayim bebirchosav shekadosh baruch hu. Since we began saying a bracha from Hashem, so we're going to conclude with bracha from Hashem, as opposed to this bracha, which is a bracha. A bracha of us to Hashem, as opposed to Yivarecha is a bracha from Hashem to us. That's the difference. Okay, so it doesn't fit into the whole flow here. Then the Gemara asks, what about Minchasa de Tanisa Mai? What about on Tainis, Rashi says in the last Rashi in the page here, Shinosin bo kapayim, ma she'en kein b'shar minchas, mishim shichros, k'damina b'maseches Tainis b'perek basra, that normally there's no birkas kohanim on a mincha because a person ate and possibly he became drunk, so a kohen can't say birkas kohanim while he's drunk. But in a Tainis where there's no concern because you're not allowed to eat and drink anyways, to where we would say birkas kohanim like the Mishnah says there. So what's the halacha? What would they say then? It's a different type of day. So Amri, Amr Vacha, Bar Yaakov, Im, Avonenu, Anuvanu, Hashem, Asay, Laman, Shemecha, Mikva, Yisel, Moshinu, Beis, Sarah, Lamatia, Kiger, Habaret, and Lamatia, Kish, Nidam, Kigibor, Loyucha, Loshir. Different psukim. None of them are really describing bracha, but describing their things that are related to tshuva, and kapara, and chayt. And that's what's being said during Birkas Kohanim of Mincha and Shabbos. Should we go a little bit further here? Yeah, we could go just the next few lines. And Benila, finally, what about Nila, the Yom HaKippur? We know what this Birkas Kohanim for Nila. So my, what's being said? My Amr, what do they say there? So Amr, Zutshav, Amri Lei, B'masnisa, Hinei Ki Chei Nivrecha, Gavar Yirei Hashem Yivrecha, Hashem Yimitzion, Rei B'tov Yishlaim, Koi Yimei Chayecha, Rei Banim Levanecha, Shalma Yisrael. So all these things they would say, and you have to, I'm sure, if you learn deeper in the Mishnah and others, why these psukim are said for these particular days, there must be a very strong correlation between the days and these psukim, I imagine. Okay, so maybe should we just stop here, I guess? Okay, let's stop here. Hey, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. A wonderful Chanukah. I guess I'll see you Sunday morning, though. I'll see you, Adam. Freilich Chanukah.